Blog Talk Radio.
February 22nd, 2015. As everyone else, Michigan has been freaking cold. The other morning I woke up and went to start my car for work, and temperature gauge in the car said minus 20, and I think everybody's been facing similar weather, so try to stay warm. This is part two for the recruiting. This week we're going to concentrate mostly on speeches, and I got two speeches, one from I had created with the group I was with at the time, their state coordinators. I had them all write a paragraph, so it has their name in it, but I just want to show it as an example. Then another one, actually from a movie. But first, let me get into a couple of interesting things that I've heard the last several days. Is one that, you know, apparently there was a Mason gun show in Mason, Michigan, where law enforcement made its presence there. And also I've heard from a couple groups that when they were leaving their training areas, when they were shooting their rifles, they were actually stopped by the sheriff and actually checked their weapons. You know, as long as you're legal, you know, I oblige, you know, whatever law enforcement asks. That's just the way I do things. But you got to be careful. You got to stay legal. The other thing is, you know, I want to apologize a little bit for last week's show. Got a little personal. You know, I'm always, I think like everyone else, is when you help create something and it survives you to go on, that's always an awesome feeling. But then, you know, I guess there's certain expectations, and I just most certainly didn't think I would hear some of the stuff off that show that I did. But anyway, you know, when you're out recruiting, especially in the Patriot movement, there's a couple things that you got to remember is that, you know, you're always recruiting, even when you're not recruiting. And that's one of the things I was taught from the very beginning. You know, your personal conduct will help, you know, you're selling something. And obviously advertisement helps when you're selling those things. But, you know, if you put yourself out there as a recruiter, you know, be careful on who you accept on your personal Facebook page. You know, some people might not have the sense of humor that you do, and they may take something you post completely different. You know, you might want to keep them on your group pages. You know, you're always, you know, sort of a target when you try to preach these kind of things for people, especially when you're trying to wake them up, you know, either from your family or friends or, you know, people who are still asleep and they just don't get what it is you're trying to do. And, you know, hopefully at some point in time you can wake them up. You know, and when you're advertising this stuff is, you know, a lot of people do go to social media. Some people do these, you know, similar radio shows. You know, and the use of music. You know, United States Militia, they've been doing some awesome things with some of the videos they're putting together. You know, that draws people in. You know, if you post it on your link or on your Facebook page or whatever social media you're on, you know, somebody's going to watch it and somebody's going to have an opinion of it. You know, some may be interested in doing it. You know, some people may not. You know, the same thing with speeches. You know, with even that song that I just played at our, you know, the entrance, that's shown up in a lot of Patriot videos, a lot of Patriot advertisements, because it's an emotional song. It draws people in. Obviously, the U.S. militia's been using it, and I've seen some other, you know, private militias, you know, also using it, or regional militias. You know, the Watchmen have it in their creed, their Watchmen creed. It's a catchy tune. It draws people to it. Even with the songs you use, you know, depending on who you're trying to recruit, you may have to change that also. Like, for instance, in this speech I'm going to play you from the group I used to be, they're using a one of the new Batman movies backdrop, because they were trying to recruit, you know, that 18 to 25-year-old male. You know, a lot of the older guys, they understand how important the militia or Patriot group is. You don't have to wake up a lot of them. But this, you know, Xbox, PlayStation generation, or whatever you want to call it, you know, they just don't know. And they won't know unless you find a way to connect with them, you know, to talk to them. The other one, speech I'm going to play is from a Charlie Chaplin movie called The Great Dictator. It's an old movie. You know, the speech, and regardless how you feel about Charlie Chaplin, you know, this is nothing pro or against Charlie Chaplin. It's, you know, not on that agenda that he was accused of. But, it, you know, I play it, you know, especially when I'm trying to teach people how to recruit, because it gives you in the beginning, you know, it gives you almost like a, you know, the story mode, and then you get to the climax, you know, then you get to the point, you know, and that's how your speech has got to go. With the one that we did, you know, the other thing is, you know, when you the person to read it, you know, they got to have a voice for it. You know, the guy that we had read it, you know, I thought he did a good job, but he just didn't have the voice. You know, again, getting into some other groups, you know, even like the Watchmen, the guy that does their stuff, he has the voice for it. The same thing with CECOM, you know, the people that do their stuff, or even Michigan Militia, the people do their stuff, they have the voice for it. It draws people in. So the first one I'm going to play is going to be this Charlie Chaplin video, and it's from the movie The Great Dictator. So hang on, and we'll give it a listen.
The dictator of Tomania, the conqueror of Austerlitz, the future emperor of the world.
I'm sorry, but I don't want to be an emperor. That's not my business. I don't want to rule or conquer anyone. I should like to help everyone if possible. Jew, Gentile, black man, white. We all want to help one another. Human beings are like that. We want to live by each other's happiness, not by each other's misery. We don't want to hate and despise one another. In this world, there's room for everyone, and the good earth is rich and can provide for everyone. The way of life can be free and beautiful, but we have lost the way. Greed has poisoned men's souls, has barricaded the world with hate, has goose-stepped us into misery and bloodshed. We have developed speed, but we have shut ourselves in. Machinery that gives abundance has left us in want. Our knowledge has made us cynical, our cleverness hard and unkind. We think too much and feel too little. More than machinery, we need humanity. More than cleverness, we need kindness and gentleness. Without these qualities, life will be violent, and all will be lost. The aeroplane and the radio have brought us closer together. The very nature of these inventions cries out for the goodness in men, cries out for universal brotherhood, for the unity of us all. Even now, my voice is reaching millions throughout the world, millions of despairing men, women, and little children, victims of a system that makes men torture and imprison innocent people. To those who can hear me, I say, do not despair. The misery that is now upon us is but the passing of greed, the bitterness of men who fear the way of human progress. The hate of men will pass, and dictators die, and the power they took from the people will return to the people. And so long as men die, liberty will never perish. Soldiers, don't give yourselves to brutes. Men who despise you, enslave you, who regiment your lives, tell you what to do, what to think, and what to feel, who drill you, diet you, treat you like cattle, use you as cannon fodder. Don't give yourselves to these unnatural men, machine men with machine minds and machine hearts. You are not machines. You are not cattle. You are men. You have the love of humanity in your hearts. You don't hate. Only the unloved hate. The unloved and the unnatural. Soldiers, don't fight for slavery. Fight for liberty. In the 17th chapter of St. Luke it is written, the kingdom of God is within man, not one man nor a group of men, but in all men, in you. You, the people, have the power. The power to create machines. The power to create happiness. You, the people, have the power to make this life free and beautiful. To make this life a wonderful adventure. Then in the name of democracy, let us use that power. Let us all unite. Let us fight for a new world. A decent world that will give men a chance to work, that will give youth a future and old age a security. By the promise of these things, brutes have risen to power. But they lie. They do not fulfill that promise. They never will. Dictators free themselves, but they enslave the people. Now let us fight to fulfill that promise. Let us fight to free the world, to do away with national barriers, to do away with greed, with hate and intolerance. Let us fight for a world of reason, a world where science and progress will lead to all men's happiness. Soldiers, in the name of democracy, let us all unite!
See, that's a good one. Now, I'm sure you heard that on Facebook, and they had music with it, and I took the music out to prove a point. That was a great speech, and it followed the traditions of the speech. You know, he started out very calm, you know, almost story-like. Then you can hear his voice is when he builds up. You know, then you get to the climax. Then again, when he starts coming down, he comes back up again. But he was doing that, I think, because he was watching the crowd. He was playing off this crowd reaction. You know, a lot of people tell you when you do public speaking, pick a point in a room and just look at it. I've tried that, and I've got to be honest with you. I've had an issue with it. I felt I've done better when I actually look into the crowd and then play off the crowd or play off whatever audience that you have. But the music was with that. You know, obviously, I think it would, you know, it would be more catchy and it would draw in more. But that's from the movie The Great Dictator. The next one I'm going to play is when I was with an old group, and what I had, what they called state coordinators do, I had them all write something they felt going on in today's world in one paragraph. And the key was, you know, trying to show them how easy it really was, you know, to put something like this so they can advertise stuff on their page, because you got to have it advertised. Not everyone's going to come up to you and ask you about it. Even the ones who are interested, they may not come up or might not have the guts to come up to you. Very few people do. And unfortunately, it's just the way it is. You know, if somebody's already interested in your product, they're an easy sell. And like I said last week, Jack Dworkin in a suicide machine, you know, made a point of that. No matter what you're trying to sell, if somebody's looking for that product, it's going to be an easy sell. The key is trying to get the people who don't realize how much they need that in their life, or how much what they're missing, you know, so to speak. So anyway, I had them do this video, and we wanted to place it in certain areas in the country to see how many likes we get off it, or see how much attention they get. And I think it did pretty well. And like I said, everyone put a paragraph or a paragraph and a half together, and we picked the music. You know, not everyone agreed, because not all the ages were the same, but we were going after a certain age, you know, an age area. And so we did this, and it's not bad. Like I said, it's going to say the other group's name in it, which I can't figure out how to edit that part out, or I would have. But here we go, and see what you guys think.
Watchmen of America is a band of brothers and sisters bringing patriot groups together in every state of the Union. A group that wish to ensure that the Constitution and our great nation will endure and will be here for all Americans, no matter what race, what creed, what color. We are tired of the anti-American, unconstitutional agenda coming down the pike, and we are putting America on notice. We will only stand for that which was intended by our forefathers. We pledge to unite all Americans to this cause. Will you join us in securing this great nation we know and love, the nation most respected, most envied, most wealthy, and most strong, that has been slipped away? Through the passive indifference of the self-minded populace, our once great land has been allowed to tail out of orbit from the galaxy of nations. Through our self-indulgent elected officials, laws have been passed that continually erode the individual liberties of the citizenry. Such bills and the attendant presidential signing executive orders frequently border on, if not actually being, treason. The time of the keyboard commandos and summer patriot has passed. Shall our nation be preserved will depend upon the sincerity and effort of the American patriot. It would appear as though the time is running out, being the fact that there are so many patriot groups, and we are seeing more and more groups starting up every day on their own, and for what? All because some people do not understand the meaning of brotherhood and unity. Something because they watched The Patriot with Mel Gibson, or learned their so-called tactics because they played Call of Duty. These people need to have a reality check. Join a respectable, established group. We do not need any more groups. We need to strengthen the ones we already have. As patriots and constitutionalists, it is our duty to educate, unite, organize the people and communities in this great land that our forefathers fought so hard to establish. By doing so, we can bring this nation back together and save our people from the tyranny and corruption that is inevitably bringing this great nation down. It is time for all Americans to unite and make a stand together. to protect our liberty and our freedom, and to give the power back to the people of this once great nation that we call the United States of America. So saying this, we have come to the conclusion that we have been pushed to the point of no return. We will stand our ground. We will not go quietly into the night.
See, not bad. Like I said, I think we've been better off, nothing against the guy, but we've been better off probably having someone with a voice for it. I think that speech would have done a lot better. But I think they did a pretty good job. And really, that's how easy it is. We took that from Batman. So we solved it. But everybody does that. And as long as you're not trying to make money off it, I mean, if you get a letter from them, then you got to change it. But other than that, those are the kind of things I think opens up, more of a recruiting area for. Patriots aren't getting any younger. So and of course, with the veterans coming in from Iraq and Afghanistan, a lot of them have found homes in these Patriot groups. And that's awesome because not only does it have the skill set, but, you have somebody in there who's got the right attitude. And I think that's the thing to do is you got to have, the right attitude for it and you be honest and you be upfront. Most of these programs are free. There is a couple of them that, you got to pay for, research it. If it's something you're interested in, that's the way to go. But don't pay for brotherhood. It doesn't work that way. If you're in a place that there is brotherhood and you're paying for something else, well, then that's one thing. But, there's most certainly a lot of groups out there that are been doing this for a long time and always willing to help somebody who want to start out something or even join something. Like those pages I like, Michigan Independent Patriots. It's a group that's established for finding, those people who are on the fence, a place to go. And now can they only talk to each other, but obviously there's a lot of people from representatives from other groups there that can obviously talk to them too. And, I think that's a wonderful page. You got to be careful on these pages and what you say. I recently filed a complaint against a page that was, they overstepped and the page got shut down. Of course, I wish I knew that Facebook tells them who it is because I got some pretty interesting messages after the fact. And I'm not sure if it did any good or if it made things worse. But, there's always going to be somebody out there that thinks that they can do it better. And there's just some people out there who just aren't happy and they just want to make trouble for you or, they wrong them, I've always said that, real differences can be resolved. Real issues can be resolved. They can be negotiated. But if somebody has that imaginary hurt, that son of a bitch is going to hate you to the day he dies. And it may just be in his head. It may be just how he felt that you didn't give him enough time. And, I read it. I got into a couple things like that, where I recruited this guy and great skill sets. I always went after skill sets. I thought that he could make a difference. I was looking for a recruit and he was looking for a friend. There's a lot of lonely people out there and I couldn't fulfill that. And when I couldn't fulfill that, then obviously, he didn't like it. And it's too bad because I think he would have done well. And, looking back, I don't know what I could have done to change it. Maybe, when you recruit somebody, make sure you have somebody in your organization that stays in contact with them. Sometimes, if you're out there recruiting, you're recruiting on a large scale or God forbid, if you have another job, a job that actually pays you, you may not have the time that some of these people spend on some of these people that you should have. And that's, again, that's one of the quirks of the Patriot community, that there's a lot of different kind of folks out there and they just look at things differently.